In a joint announcement Thursday, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and the federal government say they've reached an agreement on funding the protection of the Chignecto Isthmus. Both provinces say they have committed to one quarter of the funding towards the estimated $650 million project, which amounts to $162.5 million to come out of each province's coffers over the next decade. The federal government has already committed to $325 million in funding through the Disaster Assistance and Mitigation Fund, as long as the provinces agree to contribute the other half of the cost. On CBC Radio Thursday, Federal Minister Dominic LeBlanc said it was a happy day, but Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten wonders if the announcement had more to do with the impending federal election.
My impression is that nothing really changed on the New Brunswick side because the previous government had accepted the offer in the fall. That was my understanding. And so I think that, Premier Tim Houston got on board. I'm not clear whether he had accepted it last fall. And I think that, you know, probably this government, the federal government wanted to make an announcement around this before the federal election, which is likely to be called Sunday.
Because of that, Mitten is calling on all federal party leaders to make public commitments to 50% funding of the Isthmus Resiliency Project.
There's so much up in the air right now, and I would like to see that commitment.
Mitten says she has reached out to New Brunswick Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure, Chuck Chasson, to ask him to ensure that the deal gets locked in before a federal election call.
I hope that this does it. I hope that things are signed and that there can't be backtracking.
Mitten says she's looking forward to seeing work get started.
I certainly hope to see, you know, shovels in the ground soon and them moving forward because this, like last year, you know, I'd been pushing for the Chignecto Isthmus to be in the budget. And last year it was a line item and they had money set aside for, you know, some of the the planning work that needed to be done, the consultations, stuff like that. And then they have an MOU with Nova Scotia now, and they finally started working on a plan for if there's an emergency and flood there, how would they reroute traffic? And so it feels like it's starting to be taken seriously after decades of people fighting for this. I know I've been working on this for over a decade, and so it feels like things are starting to move forward.
A news release from the province of New Brunswick says the project will take 10 years to complete, with preliminary engineering studies, design work, and land acquisition occurring during the first half of the period, and most of the construction taking place during the last half. The release says there will be two major components to the project, raising about 13 kilometers of dikes to withstand rising sea levels, and the replacement and addition of a number of abattoirs, the special gated passages in the dikes that allow fresh water to drain out but prevent tidal waters from coming in. Mitten says that although the funding question appears to be settled, she still has questions about other aspects of the project, such as whether natural systems like salt marsh buffers will be incorporated into the design and whether ongoing maintenance costs are being considered. And she's hoping that the decade-long project won't get completed too late.
Hopefully this means that things will start moving faster because everything to do with this project has gone too slowly. And what that means is that there's a risk any year that we're going to have flooding and lives in our community are at risk.
That's Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten talking about Thursday's announcement of a shared federal-provincial funding commitment toward the protection of the Chignecto Isthmus against rising sea levels and extreme weather. The $650 million project is expected to take 10 years to complete.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.